and Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on this special edition of the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. My food buddies are here, senior producer Lori Mack and Chris Prosperi of Metrobee's Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Faith.
You can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Let's call this a cookbook for the time-starved. Ditch the Pop-Tarts, the sugar cereals. We're going to give you quick, healthy granola. 15-minute and 30-minute meals coming your way. Even hand food to eat in the car that's healthy. Quick quesadillas. Peanut dip for fruits and veggies. The Powerball snack. Seasoned pita chips. Chicken Caesar pitas. The quickest meatloaf in the West. So fast, easy, and way better than junk food. Way better than all these crazy additives and things. Instant cocoa cakes in a muffin tin. My favorite. That is a winner. I want you to meet now the person who has created this cookbook. We're crazy about
this. I cannot wait to get into this. I'm very excited about this.
BLT pie?
I know. This is Kathleen Kanata Hanna. Welcome to the Food Schmooze Party, Kathleen.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now, tell me why you did this book. I know you do some catering, but I know you don't have a restaurant. You don't have a bakery. You're not making $1 million on this cookbook. Why'd you do it?
Well, can I tell a little story real quick about it?
Yeah.
So basically what happens is our kids are so busy in sports, and we're running in all different directions. They're doing music lessons. They're doing scouts. They're doing academics and activities after school. And we need to feed them healthy, not just from McDonald's or a quick food type thing, but we want to have quick, easy meals at home. And I wanted to fulfill that need because it wasn't just me. It was a lot of other people that are doing the same thing.
In the soccer groups that you met, you know. And also, even if you don't have kids, we were all saying we want to make these things. So let's go right to fast brunch eggs on page 21. How easy is this? This is, you know, a bunch of eggs, some shredded cheddar cheese, a little bit of cottage cheese to lessen the fat, a little bit of butter, some all-purpose flour, baking powder, and salt. You just whip that together.
Right. There's so many beautiful things about this recipe, and namely because the book walks this fine line of nutritious, economical, and readily available ingredients. And this recipe gives you an example of things that you normally would have in your pantry or in your refrigerator.
And you can add, as the French do, I'm someone who eats eggs for lunch, for dinner. And so this is a wonderful thing because you can, as you point out, you give an idea, add olives, artichokes, green chilies, sliced pepperoni.
Right.
And it only lengthens the cooking time by 5 minutes. So if you're just coming home, you whip this up, you throw it, maybe you got it started before you left in the morning, you just throw it in the bowl, whip it up, pop it in the oven. You've got 25 minutes to do whatever you need
shower
to do.
Shower change,
whatever.
Yeah. And you know what else is beautiful about this? This is just one bowl to clean when you're done.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, because we throw out the china plates and the flatware.
I like it, too, because you don't have to worry about the eggs sticking in the pan, and I even have trouble with that from time to time.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then you're scraping it off the pan. This you just
throw
in the oven.
Spray this dish,
and
so
you're done.
It doesn't stick the same
way. Then you're done.
All right, here is a section called Dips, Sauces, and Spreads for Good-For-You Snacks. Mm-hmm. Hummus dip, Greek guacamole, sausage con queso dip, and here's the one that I think is a winner, Lori. This is peanut dip. You can use crunchy or creamy peanut butter, some light maple syrup, and low-sodium soy sauce. You just put that in a dish, stir it up, and then, Kathleen, what is that used for? Lori, would your daughter Maria eat this?
This would be a great dip to deliver children that are picky eaters for.
Thank you.
And, you know, you need to get something, carrot sticks, banana slices, apple slices, even rigatoni that has been cooked, just to get them to eat something. But let's skip that part and just say, what do you do with the leftovers? So you have two kids and they've kind of dived into the dip for a little bit. You can loosen it up with a little bit of chicken broth and pour it over pasta.
Wow.
Yeah, see,
Asian
isn't
noodles.
That just the best?
And
Asian
I would
noodles.
Even like that.
Well, I would eat this peanut dip,
me too.
You know, for people coming over. How easy is that? So you can serve it to your kids as a snack with pretzels. I mean, I just love this. There's a pizza dip, an Asian hot sauce. Ooh. There's Aunt Marge's cheese ball. Now, let's stop for a second on these, because I'm in the super snack section. We're going to get to things that are you know, 15-minute meals, 30-minute meals. But right now, Powerballs. You know, you come in the door and you are famished, and you're suddenly you've been eating two suppers in already.
That's
by the time. So these Power Balls are a crushed cereal, more nutritious than sweet. So what say Cheerios.
Perfect.
A cup of peanut butter, a little bit of honey, and some non-fat dry milk powder. And what do you do with it?
And again, readily available ingredients. You just literally, again, put it in a bowl and you mix it all together. You can get the kids involved in this and putting it, having them getting their hands sticky in roll balls if you want, or you can do it yourself. You can put them in Ziploc baggies, have them in the car when you pick the kids up and you're from school and you're running them from practice to one thing to another.
You stir them with a wooden spoon and then it's stiff, and then you can roll them into balls.
Right.
Put them in a plastic thing, a baking sheet, refrigerate them. And so this is what the kids can grab. They think that's fun. You could coat these in whatever, in nuts or crushed pretzels.
Nuts, whatever.
Crushed pretzels.
No cooking involved in that. It's just a matter of throwing things in a bowl, rolling it up, and putting it in the refrigerator.
That's it.
Right.
2 minutes.
But great, you know, you have to bring a snack to the kids. You're the mom, snack mom that day.
But I'd be
eating
it.
Instead of bringing candy bars, bring them something like this afterwards.
Yeah.
Or bring it to me.
What do I grab? I grab a bag of potato chips because I start craving salt, seasonings. Yeah. I start having that crunchy. Something like that. Seasoned pita chips in her super snacks department. Whole wheat or white pitas. You cut them up into the right shape so they look like pita chips. A little bit of butter or olive oil. Garlic, salt, and dried parsley. You just turn on the oven. Spread the pitas out on the thing, mix them with a little olive oil, baking sheet, sprinkle them lightly with the garlic, salt, and parsley, and maybe there's some other seasoning your kids are crazy about, and you bake those pitas for 15 minutes until they're brown, and then they cool down, and you put them in a container, they can stay there for 15 minutes. Our kids not gonna
give me
like
that and the peanut dip.
And the peanut dip.
Good.
And I'll be watching the football game. Why do you keep saying kids? This is for me.
This is for me. I'm telling you, this is so great. I love what you did. Kathleen Cannata Hanna, she's done the Good to Go Cookbook, 300 recipes, take along food, quick suppers, satisfying snacks for on the go families. Keeping us healthy, but not giving us a lot to do. Using some store-bought ingredients like a jar of peanut butter. If you want to go to your health food store and get the healthy kind of peanut butter, go ahead. If you can't, don't. Here's a great granola crumble. And we're going to do a show on some granolas. And you have, Kathleen, rolled oats, some butter, brown sugar, honey, egg, vanilla, salt, raisins, and chopped walnuts.
That sounds good.
Yep. This goes into a pan.
It's so simple. You just put it into a 9x13 pan. You bake it for 12 minutes. You let it cool for 5 minutes, and then you just remove it from the pan. It's very simple. Again, one bowl mixing, put it all together. It's a fabulous snack to bring with you. And what's neat about all these recipes you just already mentioned is that we're just at the beginning of the book, and there's so many more recipes like this for people that are, in a hurry, still want nutrition, but don't have all the time in the kitchen to work. And it fills a need for those parents who want to feed their kids better.
You know I'm going to get to cinnamon chicken. I'm going to get to peanut butter chicken. And I am going to get to dressed up tuna and this amazing salad of blue cheese and walnuts for soccer parents. I'm going to get to all that, but I cannot pause without talking to you about what I am going to make tonight. Quick cocoa muffin cakes.
Really?
This was the one that got Lori too.
Flour, brown sugar, unsweetened cocoa, baking soda, salt, water, little vegetable oil, just a little, white vinegar, and vanilla extract. You just turn on that oven, grab your muffin tin, mix up the flour, sugar, cocoa, baking soda, salt in the bowl, add a little of the water, oil, vinegar, and vanilla, all your wet ingredients, blend it up, fill up your muffin cups 2/3 of the way, pop it in the oven, and in 16 minutes, out come little cakes.
Wow, I have all those ingredients, too.
And the muffin tins.
And the muffin tins. Plenty.
they are a cross between a muffin and a cupcake. So you really don't need to frost them because they have that chocolate cocoa flavor.
No, we don't even have to frost them. Wow. And you know, I'm thinking, I know you're supposed to be careful with baking. I'm thinking, I'm throwing in walnuts. I'm putting pecans in there. I'm you know, I mean, coconut. Why can't we add coconut to this?
I'd like to make the little ones. You know, do you have the little muffin
yes,
pans?
Yeah, muffin tins,
you could
yeah.
like, take those in a bag and pop them in your mouth as you drive.
And
them.
If you did the muffin top thing, you know, maybe it would be a little bit crunchy on the outside. Ooh. Okay, so you're good. Kathleen, we love you. So,
I can tell.
Popcorn.
It's like we haven't eaten in months, right?
No.
I want to go back to those seasoned pita chips
yeah.
you mentioned. I'm tickled that you mentioned those because those pita chips can be used for something as elegant as a hot crab dip at Christmas time with just adults for a holiday dinner that you might be having. Or they can be used in place of potato chips with sandwiches. They will not keep more than 2 days on my counter. I make them constantly.
So here's the deal yeah. with this. We all know that there are shows on the air that encourage you to make your own hamburger buns. Make your, you know, it's amazing they're not saying make your own ketchup. Make your, maybe on a weekend it's a fun project. We can't do this during the week. What I like about what you've done is I can make those pita chips. It takes 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, throw them on a tray into the oven and sprinkle some stuff on them is what we're talking about.
And they're better than potato chips. They're healthier. Yeah. They taste better.
They taste
and
so
you
good.
Can do anything
Spray
you want
with some
them.
Olive oil.
Yeah.
Oh,
salt and
boy.
Vinegar. Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Yes.
Salt and vinegar. Yeah. Okay. So do me a favor. Kathleen, stay right where you are. But I want you to listen because we're going to all talk about you. You know, we love this book and we want to make this available as a thank you gift to our listeners. So thank you, Kathleen. Stay with us because we're going to get into your entrees in just a second and your special salads for busy people, kids, families, even car food. These things you can take to eat supper in the car on the way to the soccer match or as a major snack. So this Good to Go cookbook, Kathleen Cannata Hanna, just did this as an act of love. She has not made a fortune on this cookbook. We think this is fantastic. This is a mission for her. She knows these parents and these kids. They are her family. And she's good at what she does. She's a caterer, so she knows good flavor. And we would like to send this book to you for a $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. That is 24 cents a recipe to make your life easy and delicious. Thank you, Chris and Lori. And what is our number, Jack Callahan?
Our number, Faith, is 1-800-584-2788. I am Jack Callahan. Glad to join Faith today in this special program. My job, though, is to also ask for your support. You tune into the Faith Middleton Show for hours of conversation with authors, writers, artists, musicians, experts in a variety of fields. Today on the Food Schmooze edition, we're hearing about this great book, and we'd love to put that in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your support. When you make that call to 1-800-584-2788, tell us that you'd like to sign up as a monthly donor, and we'll take $6 a month from your charge card or from your bank, EFT transfer, whichever you prefer, and you can become an ongoing supporter of the Faith Middleton Show each month, and we'll get this book to you. More than 300 pages, by the way, for this paperback book. Love to get that in your hands, into your home. Whatever you do with that, we ask you to make a contribution right now by calling 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org. Of course, you can make a one-time donation right now of $72 to keep the Faith Middleton Show on the air right when you want it. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call right now, or go online to WNPR.org. You can make your contributions safe and secure right there.
More and more people are going to WNPR.org to make contributions. It feels easy to them. It's just a handy thing to do on the smartphone. Out it comes, WNPR.org, and it says contribute. So we have popcorn snacks of all kinds in here, trying to get the kids to avoid other things, and they love popcorn, and so do we grown-ups. It turns out we can make this so quickly and so interesting. We have these turkey roll-ups in here. This is for grab-and-go food, these soccer fuel wraps where you have a tuna and Swiss, a swipe of mayo, sprinkle it with dill. You can do fried egg salami sandwiches, which kids love. You can do it sort of veggie, hand them these wraps, and they think this is really fun in the car. Chicken Caesar pitas, we're going to get to those. Special salads. We know, we understand what it's like to be busy. Chris, Lori, you have a daughter. Chris, you have
a restaurant.
You have a restaurant, yeah. So you don't do fancy cooking at home.
No.
And you have a kind of adopted child, someone
yeah.
that
well, I'm teaching to cook.
You're mentoring, and so you know what it's like.
I'm getting her this
to
book.
Get her food on the table, and yeah. you know she can learn to cook this stuff. Right. So let us send this to you. 300 recipes. We love this a lot. So a one-time contribution of $6 a month or $72. 1-800-584-2788.
We absolutely will get that to you when you make that call today to that number, 1-800-584-2788, or go online at WNPR.org. 92 cents, Faith, of every dollar that WNPR receives for programming like the Faith Middleton Show comes from listeners who take a moment during times just like this out of their busy day to make that call. About 3 minutes of your time, but three critical minutes for WNPR. What do you say? Won't you come on board right now? $72, a one-time contribution. We can get this to you, or become a monthly donor at $6 a month, and we can make you an ongoing member here. You can always get back to us if you need to make a change in your plan, but right now we're asking you to participate. Again, we can't say it enough. That number is 1-800-584-2788. We also can't say thank you enough. We'd love to thank you when you make that call.
Oh, that's well said, Jack. 1-800-584-2788 or go to WNPR.org. And thank you.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready. I'll be cornbread ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready cornbread tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
I'm Faith Middleton. The Food Schmooze Party here on WNPR is heard Wednesdays at 3 and 9 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. I want to thank our wonderful crew, Chris Prosperi of Metro Bees Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, Eugene Amatruda, Marion Roy, Senior Producer Lori Mack, Producer Jonathan McNichol. We thank you first and foremost for listening. Here's what we're doing. The Good to Go Cookbook for Busy Families, Power Snacks, On the Road Food, Fast, Easy Meals. We have caterer Kathleen Kanata Hanna, who has done something that we think is quite special, and she is sharing the recipes that have kept her family and all the other families in the soccer league happy, well-fed. Kids are delighted. There are no food fights. You know, they like this food, and we like it. We're going to have this. We're all adults here in this room. We're crazy busy. And Lori, you have a daughter, and she's picky.
Yeah, this is like a new phase in her life. She's become very picky. So I'm excited about looking at these recipes in the book and actually taking it home, if you don't mind, to explore some.
We have to get another one of these because we all three of us said we all want this book. So Kathleen, where do you live? This is the one thing we don't know.
I live in Okemos, Michigan. It's a small suburb outside of East Lansing, Michigan, where Michigan State University is.
Western, all right. Okay, so chicken Caesar pitas. This is a recipe that can be wrapped and carried just about anywhere you go.
Right. This recipe is great because, like you said, you can wrap it and carry it anywhere. You put it in pita, you can put it within bread, you can really take it anywhere in a Tupperware container. What's nice about this recipe is it's teen-friendly. So if you have a teenager who wants to get involved in the kitchen, or you want them, again, if it's a picky eater, and you want to try to get them to be interested in food, get them to make food. And that is a way for them to be interested in eating things when they actually make it themselves.
And how about this? Because it's chicken breast halves. You could even pre-cook these that are thinly sliced. 3 cups of chopped salad greens, a little bit of Parmesan cheese that's been grated, light mayo, just a little, some Caesar salad dressing, some grape tomatoes, and the pita breads, which you cut in half and open up, and you stuff these wonderful, or the kids do, right. Stuff these wonderful pita halves with all these things we've just mentioned, a swipe of the mayonnaise that's got the Caesar dressing in there, a little piece of aluminum foil, and into the car they go, or
right.
At the dinner table.
You can tell your kids that they can eat salad with their hands.
There you go. Your dream.
The Caesar salad dressing adds all the spices to it. So, again, it's ready to go. Instead of you trying to pull out spices out of your cupboard and try to mix this up, it's already in the Caesar salad dressing. So that's a little key for those who are making other things, to use a dressing to add a spice or a zest to something when they're in a hurry.
I think about grandparents who have a son or a daughter with a family and how this would make life so much easier. I think about someone like me who becomes famished at 4 o'clock every single afternoon.
Me too.
There's the danger zone. And if I have to go out and do something at 4 o'clock, I am thinking, what snack could I just throw in a little cooler and have with me? And then, you know, eat at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. And this is so harmless, you know?
Yeah.
So here we go. This is very interesting as a snack to take along for kids or to have it to put out for grown-ups. Because listen to this. I'm a snacker, and I try to find things that are a little healthy, but no, I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you I'm going to sit in front of bowls of vegetables and just chomp on them, and I'm not. I would need that dip to make it kind of fun
right. And
filled with flavor. So Rascal Nuts, guess what this is? You have garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and a can of chickpeas, garbanzo beans. You drain them. You can rinse them, but you want them still moist from the faucet. And then you preheat your oven and coat a baking sheet with a little cooking spray. Then combine the garlic powder, the onion powder, and salt in a bowl. Add those, the can of rinsed beans, toss it well, spread them out on a single layer on the prepared baking sheet, and stir them every 15 minutes. You bake it for an hour until they're brown and crisp and what?
Crunchy.
And they feel like nuts.
And healthy.
Yeah. They're really, really fun. This is a really fun snack. I have it during the holiday time all the time. I just have a bowl of them sitting out.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't go stale. And it's so easy. And you keep saying, and you're so right, that I love this. This isn't just for kids. And that's the whole point of the book. It's not just for kids, or it's not just for families with kids. This is a great book for those who want great meals, but don't have the time to put them all together.
Yeah, some people feel enough already with making four different meals in the family.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, things happen to people's taste buds, and so you've got four dinners, separate meals going.
Yeah.
And what we like about this is this idea that everybody is going to enjoy this kind of food because it's got spice, it's got... You know, it's not over the top with anything. It's just a little bit of...
And it's rare to find a book that the kids will love the food, and we're sitting here going, no, that's not for kids, that's for me. I mean, that's an amazing feat that you've done, that you've got a whole book of recipes that is for everybody.
This is the Good to Go cookbook, and we have caterer Kathleen Cannata-Hanna with us on the line talking about this. We're going to tell you in just a short while. We would like to send this to you as our thank you gift. And if you want to get one or two copies because you're thinking ahead, I do holiday shopping sometimes during summer vacation, so it's not crazy. It's October. We'll get this to you in time. Lori, what were you going to say?
You had talked about the time that it takes to make these, which is really nothing. So if you had to make one or two of these meals because maybe you weren't quite in the mood for something that the kids were, it really doesn't take much time, like preparing two or three separate meals the way that I have to do on a daily basis.
Yeah. So
you've just saved her.
We're in this section called Lunch Crunch. We're going to get to the dessert section, to the 30-minute meals, to the 15-minute meals for dinner. There's a Mexican lasagna that comes together so quickly, a tuna Swiss pie. Oh, boy, a fruit pizza? Really, just so fun. So if you're trying to do a quick lunch, this is a blue cheese walnut salad for soccer parents, we say. The prep time for this is 5 minutes. So olive oil, rice vinegar, dried apricots that you cut in quarters, salad greens in a bag from the market, crumbled blue cheese, only about 3 ounces because that's just enough, chopped walnuts, and some croutons, whether you made them yourself or you bought them. You just make a dressing and pour it over, add the cheese, and this is for grown-ups, but even kids. Kids just like blue cheese.
They do.
They love walnuts. I don't know why that is,
but that's true.
It's really funny. Dressed up tuna. I have tuna quite often, and so chunk light tuna, some low-fat yogurt, so you're not tons of mayonnaise here, and that's what I do. Celery, some chopped celery, and then your spices, dried dill, garlic powder, curry powder, a little bit of salt and pepper, pita bread, lettuce leaves, tomato slices. You combine all that stuff in the bowl and then line the pita pockets with the lettuce leaves and divide it among the four pockets, and you've got dressed up tuna.
That sounds really good.
I like no cooking.
It's a really great recipe because you can throw in raisins or add some toasted nuts for a crunch on this. Oh, and I know I put a lot of these things in pita, but that makes it a brown bag specialty or something that you can carry with you, but you can very easily take this and put it on greens.
Put it in a roll-up. Yeah.
Put it in a roll-up.
No bread.
Put it in two pieces of whole wheat bread. You can do a lot with a lot of these things.
Whole grain.
Whatever's available. Whatever's sitting on your counter and available. And that's what I tell people when I do presentations with my book. It's okay to make changes. You don't have to follow a recipe exactly, other than if it's a baking recipe. Relax and let it go.
Kathleen, we're coming up now, as we've got into the 30-minute dishes, to your Thai grilled chicken. We just made and ate that. It was so good. It has wonderful Thai flavors in it, but not, it's all subtle, not over the top where your kids would be saying, "What's this?" It just tasted delicious. So, but first, when I do my chocolate cakes tonight in the muffin pan that you just
bring some tomorrow,
guess what my entree is?
What?
This recipe. I folded this down and everything. Peanut butter chicken.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
Oh, here you go. Skinless chicken thighs. And boneless, boneless chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. Stopping at the market on the way home and I'm getting them. Garlic powder, a little bit of oil, salt and pepper, some chopped onions, a half a cup of, for me, crunchy peanut butter, some chicken broth, a little cayenne pepper, and some chopped peanuts as a garnish if you want. Mm-hmm. So you just put some oil in a skillet, add the chicken, season with the garlic powder and salt and pepper, turn it until it's browned and tender. It takes about 12 minutes. Put it on a platter with some aluminum foil. Keep it warm. Pour off the oil. Add some onion. Cook for about 5 minutes. Stir in your peanut butter and your chicken broth, a little dash of cayenne. Stir it up. Return the chicken back into the skillet. Simmer until that sauce thickens. It takes 8 minutes. Put some chopped peanuts on the top, and you are good to go. The only thing on that is a little chopped fresh cilantro.
What time is dinner?
Is that
another
good?
Fabulous versatile recipe that you can serve
peanut
over
butter
couscous,
chicken.
Over rice,
oh, yeah.
Over quinoa, over pasta, over potatoes. I mean, again, whatever starch you might have in the cupboard.
And how about this, your chili corn-crusted chicken tenders. This takes 8 minutes to get this ready. It takes you 8 minutes to cook it. It's milk, cornmeal, white or yellow, a little chili powder, some salt, chicken breast tenders, and a little bit of oil, and you just pour stuff into a bowl, all the stuff, dip the chicken in, and then saute it in the pan. You're done. Chili corn-crusted chicken tenders.
No more chicken fingers.
No,
sounds great. What will I tell you about the
those
cinnamon chicken?
That's the one I'm waiting for. That and the BLT pie.
Yes. I know. Oh, yeah. But we have to do our Thai grilled chicken, which we just ate. It was so good.
It's delicious.
All right, let me just tell you quickly. The cinnamon chicken has a skinless, boneless chicken breast. A teaspoon of cinnamon, some ground cloves, salt and pepper. It's a back note, those cloves. You can't taste them. The onion, crushed garlic, a little bit of fresh orange juice, and some raisins. And this just all comes together in a bowl and goes into a skillet, and it makes its own juice. You add the thing and then just reduce it a little, and you've got this wonderful sauce, cinnamon orange chicken sauce that goes over your chicken. I mean, it's just great. Okay, Kathleen, you know the drill. Stay where you are because we're going to take a quick break to tell you how to have this book sent to your door. Perhaps you would like to get a copy or two for yourself, for someone you care about, someone in the family perhaps, to make your life easier. We are going to cook from this as we have already. We love this book, The Good to Go Cookbook. This is take-along food, quick suppers, and satisfying snacks for on-the-go families, and for just grown-ups and for kids.
Yes.
The number is 1-800-584-2788 if you can join us at the level of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. 300 recipes.
That number again is 1-800-584-2788. I'm Jack Callahan sitting in today listening along with you, but I'm asking for your support right now. WNPR relies on listeners who value WNPR, who value the Faith Middleton Show. You tune in so many times to hear topics of particular local interest. And other days, the Faith Middleton Show carries us beyond our borders, taking us to places that we otherwise wouldn't even experience. Today, we're having this fabulous conversation around this cookbook that could be a lifeblood for many families, or some a family that you know, perhaps. We're asking you to support the Faith Middleton Show, support WNPR, keep this kind of conversation on the air, available to you and available to all. And how do you do that? You make a quick call to 1-800-584-2788. Or you can go online at WNPR.org. A monthly donor gift of $6 a month, an ongoing gift, will be mean so much to WNPR and will go a long way to keeping the Faith Middleton Show right where you want it here on WNPR. How about it? 1-800-584-2788. We're eager to take your information and more eager to say thank you.
All right. And we have Chris Bosberry is here. And Chris, you are mentoring a young woman who wants to go to cooking school. You're getting this book for her. Lori Mag, you have
a picky daughter.
A picky Yes. And this happens to all kids. I think something happens in the brain engineering department with their taste buds because all kids do it. There has to be a reason. And I am just a very busy person. I have twins as neighbors, and I'm bringing this to the mom, and I'm going to make these things myself at home because I'm so busy. And when people come over, I'm making these things. So be prepared, my friends. All right.
She worked so hard.
We love this.
When
do you hear the Thai grilled chicken? How easy it is. Take along food, quick suppers, satisfying snacks for on-the-go families, healthy, wonderful. $6 a month is what keeps us going, keeps us on the air. So it's a two-way street. We're in this as a team. One-time contribution of $72. If you want to support your public radio station, we will give it back to you more than you can imagine. We are working so hard to make you happy. And this is also a great gift so you can make somebody else happy. 1-800-584-2788 or contribute online and get this book. Just go to WNPR.org.
Faith knows that one of the things I look at a cookbook first is the layout and the design. This one's a keeper too, Faith, because it keeps with this theme of the quick but high quality and on the go. When you look at it, it has the prep time, the cook time, and the yield right at the top. So you see what you're in for. You have the layout of, obviously, with the ingredients, and the instructions are straightforward. Also, many of the recipes have a for keeps, a how to store it properly, along with quick tips and variations. And I also like the kitchen 411 tips here for that really can just help you move forward and move forward quickly and without sacrificing any of that quality. One more piece I think is makes this book so special. More than 300 pages, by the way, for this paperback book. Love to get that in your hands, into your home. Whatever you do with that, we ask you to make a contribution right now by calling 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org. And the phones, by the way, Faith, will be open when we go back to the program if you can't get there right now.
Good point. And Jack, I'm thinking to myself, if I went online and I found this Thai grilled chicken recipe, which is skinless, boneless chicken breasts and some thighs with light sodium soy sauce and minced fresh garlic and crushed red pepper flakes, a little bit of honey and fresh lemon juice. Those are not complicated ingredients. If someone said to me online, this Thai-inspired dish, which has this, we just ate this dish and it was just fabulous. We know it's so gentle and subtle. We know kids will love it. We all loved it. If someone said to me online, 24 cents and we will send you this, you know, we'll give you that recipe, I would jump for it. 300 recipes at 24 cents a recipe. That's what we're talking about. For $6 a month, that's what it comes out to, or a one-time gift of $72. It's a real value, and you know what? It's good. We feature high quality, the highest quality stuff on the Food Schmooze, and so we are delighted to expose this wonderful woman who's done this book to the world of you, my dear listeners. So, and she will make you happy as she has made us happy. 1-800-584-2788. We're proud to support this book. And thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Come on to my house, come on.
I'm Faith Middleton, and I'm with the gang. And this is the Food Schmooze Party coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. And you can join the conversation with us on Facebook. Search The Faith Middleton Show. All right, we are talking with Kathleen Kanata Hanna, who is a caterer. She is a soccer mom. She, her husband, the family, on the go, all these other soccer moms, all these other neighborhood moms, everybody's in the same situation. It is a busy world out there, and we wanted to find something that we could trust that is real, and we found this book. And this is all recipes for take-along food in the car, quick suppers, satisfying snacks that are healthy but using some store-bought ingredients. This stuff comes together so fast. We are now, we've gone from super snacks into past 15-minute dishes into 30-minute dishes. Chris, I asked you if you would make the Thai grilled chicken, which we all just sat down to eat. Jonathan, Lori, but we all just did this. Was this the easiest thing?
Yeah, and I always make the mistake when I read a recipe and I see that it has only a few ingredients. I always get uninspired, kind of. And then as I was cooking it, the smells coming off the grill. Everyone in the kitchen came running around because they're like, what are you making? What are you, is that our meal? Is that our dinner? I'm like, no, it's the recipe for, you know, for the show. I'm like, oh. I'm like, wow. And that's the smells and the flavors you get. And then when we tasted it, it's good. Simple. And again, and then I look at what it costs, low cost. And I think all the recipes have that theme.
But also versatile. We had it with couscous. Yeah. But I think you could serve it over rice or
salad or anything.
And you could do this with salmon. If you marinated salmon in that same thing and threw it in the oven, it would still be wonderful.
So boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, as I mentioned, and some thighs or tenders, and some low-sodium soy sauce, minced garlic, a little crushed red pepper flakes, a little bit of honey, and fresh lemon juice. And Kathleen, so as Chris said, it was so easy, couldn't believe it. And he put it on in his grill, but you could do this under the broiler.
Exactly. There's so many ways you can do it on the broiler, on top of the stove, on the grill. It's like a restaurant-style dish. It's something that you wouldn't expect to be served in the home. It's very simplistic, it's very easy, and it's just a fabulous dish to make.
You make up the sauce of soy, garlic, pepper flakes, honey, lemon juice, pour it over the chicken. Just, you come in the door and do this, pour it over the chicken, and let it sit there for 10 minutes. And then you either put it under the broiler or saute it in a pan or put it on your grill, and you're done, and serve it over with whatever you want. And the kids are going to love this, so do I.
It gives the chicken such an amazing flavor and aroma, too. I'm telling you, the smells coming off the grill were just mesmerizing.
When people are in a hurry, then cut the chicken up in smaller pieces. The smaller the pieces, the quicker it takes to cook.
Now, I don't want to run out of time, so I'm going to do something. I'm going to mention some things to you. The quickest meatloaf in the West. This is a classic. You say everybody loves this one. And it's got some rolled oats in with the meat, some milk, some ground beef, some onions, a little bit of ketchup, prepared mustard, salt and pepper, and a glaze of brown sugar, ketchup, and prepared mustard. You could do that the day before if you thought that was too much to do. And believe it or not, why is this called the quickest meatloaf in the West? Because it goes in the microwave.
I'm shocked.
Really works. It browns on top, and the best part is the glaze.
Now, why does it brown on top? Because the microwave doesn't usually do that unless you've got some super-duper thing.
Right.
You know what? I think there are some things that the sugars will caramelize in certain things.
Honestly,
but
a microwave.
Listen, I think I'm going to go with this because this one recipe I made, I trust you now because the one recipe I made came out so good. And I know that you have kids. And because I know kids now, if they don't like it, they're not afraid to say, Mom, I'm not eating this. So I've got to go with you on
kids like meatloaf.
Come on. But in the microwave?
That's my dream right there.
Lori's like, I found my recipe for this weekend.
So quickly, I'm just going to walk through savory San Antonio pork cutlets. So boneless pork chops, about a half inch thick, little garlic salt, little ground cumin, some red pepper, bunch of scallions, minced garlic, frozen corn, chopped up avocado, some chopped cilantro if you like it, fresh lime juice. You just rub this stuff all over these pork chops is what it comes down to.
Right.
Now, how about this? Sassy Hawaiian pork burgers. This is so kid-friendly, but I have to say when I saw this, I love to make pork burgers, and I do fennel-crusted pork burgers, and I do all kinds of things. This really appealed to the kid in me, and I thought, I'm going to make this. This is ground lean pork, some water chestnuts, so we get a little chunky stuff going on, an egg to hold it all together, some chopped scallions, a little bit of ground ginger, salt and pepper, some seasoned breadcrumbs, teriyaki sauce, and the Kaiser rolls, you know, hamburger buns. So you make this up, these patties, put all this stuff in there, make them up as patties, you fry them. Takes about 10 minutes, and then put some teriyaki sauce on the top, and you take a can of pineapple rings, and on each burger on the bun, you put a slice of the pineapple ring.
That's sweet.
And you've
spicy
got a pork burger with a little bit of spice in it or seasonings in it, and then this sweet kind of acidy pineapple ring. I just think that is so
good. The kids love it. They can put the pineapple ring on top, they can put it on the side, they can eat it open face. You know, whatever it takes to feed them. And then you can enjoy it, too, as an adult.
And it's got good things in it for them. You know, it really does it for me. We're going to tell you in a few minutes how to have this book sent to you or to someone you care about. So don't worry about that, because it's our thank you gift to you for supporting the show and WNPR. I'm with Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol and Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. BLT pie.
Here you go.
There you go.
Not that I've been waiting.
It's
fabulous. It's great for breakfast. It's great for lunch. It's great for dinner. And it's fun.
So bacon, cooked and crumbled, some grated cheddar cheese, a tomato sliced up, some onion that you chop up, dried parsley, a pre-baked pie crust, an egg, evaporated milk, some shredded lettuce. So you turn the oven on, combine half the bacon, all the cheese, the tomato, the onion, the parsley in a bowl, spoon it into your pie shell, and then beat the egg with some milk, pour that into the pie shell, arrange some tomato slices on the top, bake that thing for 35 minutes, let it stand for a little bit, top with some shredded lettuce and some crumbled bacon, and you just serve that, and you can freeze this.
I bet that is good. I bet
you
that's really good.
You could freeze that. How about pulling that out?
I'm putting that on the menu. Okay, you know what? You check my menu online in a couple days. You're going to see that on the menu. It's going to be BLT pie
Over salad?
Yeah, over a salad green.
Why
that's
not?
That's genius.
It's a great recipe. It freezes well before or after baking. And Story Publishing is my publisher, and they worked really hard with me in putting these tips and little things on the page that make it stand out.
Yeah, I like the way they design this book. There's a bar that says prep time, cook time, yield. So prep time, 5 minutes. Cook time, 15 minutes. Yield, 4 servings. Then quick tips at the bottom. It's clear. The recipe ingredients are short, always in bold face. You don't have to be saying, what did they say? And then step 1, 2, 3, 4, the way a recipe should be done.
There's little icons at the top of the pages for teen-friendly recipes or vegetarian recipes or brown bag specials.
Wow.
Very cool. Really nice.
Quick to flip through.
There's a chart at the front that says, what are the all-time winners in the book based on her testing of these recipes? In other words, in a week, what does the family vote for in any given week? So you know in any given week these are the ones to pull out, and you're not going to get any objections.
Like I said, I've learned kids don't hold punches, do they?
Yeah, so we have fast skillet pasta. This is one of her favorite recipes in the chapter. Little olive oil, chopped scallions, some bell pepper, chicken bouillon cube, garlic powder, a cup of orzo. And there you go. So that comes together so fast, it is ridiculous.
Great side dish, great to serve as a main dish. It's so simple.
There's a section on sauces which you could add to anything. There's a white clam sauce. This is fun to make with the kids, and it takes 5 minutes. Linguine, a little tiniest bit of butter, crushed garlic, little flour, can of minced clams, fresh parsley, dried basil, and a little bit of half and half cream, and you whip together this clam sauce in 5 minutes. The cooking time, 5 minutes, and you could put it over anything you want. There are potato taco poppers, potatoes Monaco. There is microwave potatoes, low-fat cheesy potatoes. Now we get into the dessert section, and there's an apple sugar cake. There are incredible double chocolate cookies that are so simple and take 10 minutes to cook and 10 minutes to put together. Ginger cookies, 10 minutes to make, 10 minutes to, 10 minutes to cook. But here's one that just knocks me out because this is fruit pizza.
Oh.
A refrigerated sugar cookie dough. Reduced fat cream cheese at room temperature, sugar, vanilla extract, a can of pineapple rings drained, a large banana peeled and sliced, kiwi fruit peeled and sliced, a cup of strawberries, raspberries, or blueberries, a little bit of apricot jam. So you can see that the apricot jam plays the role of the tomato sauce on this pizza, on this cookie dough. You beat together the cream cheese, sugar, vanilla, put it over the cool dough, arrange the fruit on top of the cream cheese, and you microwave the jam for a couple seconds, and then put it on and cover this thing with plastic wrap. In the refrigerator goes, and out comes a fruit pizza for the kids or your company.
That's a good way
that
to
get kids
to eat fruit.
That sounds like a good dessert for adults.
Though. I know.
I would
fun.
Pull that out without a problem.
Ice cream on top?
Yeah.
If you're having a dinner party and you have family, friends over that have other kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen, for being with us on the show. Kathleen Cannata Hanna, thank you so much for doing this book.
Thank you.
You've done a service to the world. Thanks.
Thank you.
For busy people. The Good to Go Cookbook, Take Along Food, Quick Supper, Satisfying Snacks for On-the-Go Families. Thank you, Jonathan and Lori. Now, if we would be happy to send this as our thank you gift to you with all of these recipes. The toll-free number, and this is for a pledge or a contribution of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72, this would in fact make a great gift for someone. 1-800-584-2788. Call now or go online whenever you wish, whenever it's convenient if you're in the car, at WNPR.org.
Yes, we're going on to another program very shortly, but there is still time for you to register your support for WNPR's The Faith Middleton Show, the food schmooze that you enjoy here on Wednesdays and Saturdays on WNPR, but we're asking you to take action on that. 92 cents of every dollar that we spend here at WNPR comes from the community. Now, some of that are from our corporate sponsors or our underwriters, and you hear them mentioned before and after a program, and we're grateful for that. But clearly, the largest single source of support for public radio, and I think that makes sense because it is public radio, your public radio station, comes from listeners just like you. These are listeners who take this moment to make an all-important contribution. $6 a month is what we're asking you to make to get your own copy of this book when you become a monthly donor, or a one-time contribution of $72. If this isn't the level that you would like to participate today, basic membership here begins at $40. There's a senior retiree rate at $25. Whatever level is right for you. We only ask that you participate. We ask that you stand up for the program that you rely on here weekday afternoons, the Faith Middleton Show, or the Food Schmooze Repeat on Saturday. Won't you step up and become part of the team that brings this program to you? 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. As Faith mentioned, you can go online at WNPR.org.
A senior retiree rate. I love that. And there's a thing in here in this cookbook, an apple popper. You know your kids like those hot biscuits, you know, those cinnamon rolls, and you're thinking, but how do I get fruit into them instead of all this trashy stuff? Well, you get a container of biscuit dough, and you brush a little butter on it, put it in some brown sugar, and put it in a baking dish, slice some fresh apples in between, cover it with some chopped walnuts, throw it into the oven at 350 degrees, and you have got the healthy version of your own cinnamon rolls without all that junk in them, and the kids love them hot. Maybe in a special night, you can give them a little scoop of ice cream with that. How great. I just simply want that. So there's 1,000 things in here we want, and you will too if you have a busy life, a busy family that you're watching out for, or someone you love does. 1-800-584-2788 for a gift of $6 a month or a one-time gift of $72. That's 24 cents for each of these recipes. What a deal. Good for you. Super easy meals.
And it's wonderful for WNPR, too. You turn to WNPR for the news of the day, for the analysis and in-depth discussion. But you also turn to Faith Middleton Show for dialogue. interviews that help you understand the world and inspire you perhaps to do things. And of course, right now the spotlight's on the Food Schmooze edition of WNPR. We all eat, and unfortunately many of us are, as Faith mentioned at the top of the show, time starved. I love that phrase, Faith, because it's a reality in today's world. But we must eat. We should eat well. We are time starved. These come together. The Good to Go cookbook is such a wonderful addition here. And you've been listening to that conversation, asking you to take part in this conversation by keeping it alive. Call 1-800-584-2788 or go on the WNPR.org to help us out.
And thanks.